views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. And Dr. Cheryl and I are together again, and we're going to be talking about the golden particles. I notice everybody's starting to talk about the golden particles, and I'm going, wow, where were you in 2003? I know that sounds bad, but in 2003, I started learning about the golden particles by one of my great mentors, Kahu Fred Sterling, that wrote The Great Shift, The Matrix, talking about prana breathing, pranic healing, all this that you guys have heard about, and now people are talking even more about it. So I decided I wanted to do a show on it, on how I was taught about the golden particles and why they're so important for us in today's world as healers and teachers of this, how we bring them in the body, expand them out, and heal with them. Hey, Cheryl, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Bree, how are you?
Excuse me. I have a cough.
Well, I want to hear more about these golden particles. Because I did a meditation and intuitively I was bringing in the golden particles, but now I'm starting to wonder, maybe I wasn't doing it right. You know, I really honor you in the fact that you have such a sense of, keeping things in integrity and doing them as you've been taught, and that we want to learn that really from in its absolute form and not to be variating, because there's reasons why you've learned what you've learned and how you're going to teach it. So this is important to me because I want to make sure that even though I got something intuitively, that I'm applying it correctly and in full integrity. And because everything is energetic, we want to make sure it's right.
Right. Okay. Sorry, I lost my voice there for a minute. I don't know what happened. I had a session with Kahu Fred Sterling, which is a master medium for a seven-dimensional being named Master Guy Curiel. And as the energy gets high, my dogs are barking. Wonderful. And so anyway, I was talking to him, and we actually have 70 trillion atoms in our body. Get that.
70 trillion?
70 trillion.
That's amazing.
And, you know, everybody's going on right now about this, so I'm just going to go right into this. When I heard about the golden particles, I was just amazed, and I couldn't get enough of it. I wanted to know more and more where they came from and how they got into all of us and how we can use them. So as I was taking classes and learning about this, the first thing he taught us is how to breathe in the golden particles into the body. So you're breathing in the golden particles. You're taking a big breath, a whale breath, right? You're bringing it in through your nose, right? So you're going, and you're blowing it out. But the more you breathe them in and breathe them into the body, it goes into the heart chakra, you know, so it's coming past your mind's eye, you know, the crown, the mind's eye, your throat chakra, the thymus, and into the heart. But you can expand those all the way down to your feet.
Wow.
So, he has recommended that you do 50 breaths a day. I can't do that many at one time. So I have to break them up 10 of them at 5 times a day.
That's a lot.
It is. But once you get used to doing that, it's like, wow, this is kind of cool. you know, the feeling that you feel inside of you. So you're, so the particles come from the God creator.
So it's more, so do you feel like it's just, it's an energy?
Yes, of course it's an energy. Okay. And those particles come in. And as you're working with the golden particles in your body, it actually starts healing things in your body.
You know, I feel like I'm getting a deja vu right now. I really am. I feel like we've had this conversation before. I mean, that's really powerful because gold is considered alchemy.
Yes, it is alchemy.
And so just doing the breathing, we can help our own bodies heal and get into a more peaceful state or more peaceful state so it can heal.
So if it's going to every atom and molecules in our bodies, right? Mm-hmm. It goes to the blood system. It goes everywhere in our bodies and in the mind and in the omnibrain. It goes in all of that at one time. He was doing for us. One is connecting us to source, spirit, God creator. I call him the God creator. Okay. Right. And that's my Lemurian heritage. And so, you know, as you're connecting into all of that at one time, you're feeling this immense merging inside of you. Like you're merging with the creator, you're merging with Gaia because the particles go down. So like, you know, all of that together, the Mother Earth, Goddess Gaia, and the source of God creator.
This is something we should be adding to our, when we talked last time about, you know, high vibrational eating, exercise, you know, all those things.
Right.
This is something that definitely is worth adding in there on a daily basis to keep our vibration up.
Right. Very true.
So my question too is, do you ever in this breathing imagine it not just in the body, but expanding out into your field?
Yes. So basically, okay. That's going to be a longer question. I got time for it. So I'm going to tell you this right now.
All right.
When you're breathing in the golden particles,
mm-hmm.
And you're bringing in, they're called prana breathing. So you're breathing those in and you can expand them in your body through your arms and everything. Okay. You can expand them out of the body also. So when you're doing those deep breaths, you're blowing those particles out also and expanding them out into your auric field and out farther. So right now the listeners can't see it, but my hands are like probably a foot away from outside of each side of my 27-inch screen monitor, you know, whatever right. It is, 24, 28.
I see it.
You get what I'm saying? So it's going out farther. But think how many times, when you're breathing that out, how it's affecting a ripple effect to other people. You're sending out that energy to others. Whether their body's accepted or not, that's up to the higher self in them, you know, but at least you're blowing that out, but you're bringing them so deep down inside to the core of who you are.
Well, it just goes to show that we can be, you know, walking around being in, you know, putting out healing energy for other people, you know, just by our breathing and our consciousness of that.
Right. The consciousness of it is what it is. So it's coming also, you know, that involves the Christ consciousness, involves everything, you know. So you're bringing it all in down deep, so deep in you that there's no way to explain that feeling. So take one of those big, deep breaths for me, Cheryl, and breathe it in. And then blow it out as hard as you can. There you go. How's that feel?
You know, you feel energized.
Uh-huh.
You feel this sense of like a little euphoria, actually. I mean, that wasn't even but two breaths.
So imagine doing five in the morning. You know, start out with five and then five in the afternoon, five and work your way up.
Yeah, I'd have to work my way up.
Yeah, it does.
Just like exercise.
My head kind of goes, whoa, okay, I'm connected. So that's the longest I can answer on that one. Because I've seen people use the golden particles and I'm going, how are you guys taught? I'm not saying there's wrong teachers, right teachers. That's not what I'm saying. But the word, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm here to teach on this station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to get these information out the way that I learned it. And I know it's correct for me. And a lot of people are using this method that I learned.
Well, I'm glad you are, you know, wanting to bring it out correctly and really reinforce that, because I think that's, I just really believe that being in absolute truth and integrity is just so important for what we put out in the universe.
Right. And it is very important, especially with who first started teaching us all, you know, Fred Sterling. And I got to put this out right now. We're not on a commercial break, so I can say that I need people to understand that this man has such intelligence, and he has been channeling him for 30 years, Master Guy Curiel. So if you just look up Fred Sterling or Kahu, K-A-H-U, Fred, even do that. But Google him, you will find him, and he's worth every cent that you pay.
I looked briefly, and it was like there was so much on him, and I was just really impressed. And I know you've given me his book, and it's like I just try to do a little bit at a time because there's just so much information.
Isn't it almost like a Bible?
Yeah, it's actually very sacred. It's a sacred book.
It really is sacred.
I keep it by my bed.
There's many things on that. So as we're breathing in the golden particles, what else do you think it might do for us? Besides healing our bodies.
Well, I believe it has. Well, what could it do for the earth?
You know what?
What?
Question that I can answer. But when we got a minute before I take a break, so I'm going to tell you something. Before we go to break, we're going to talk about how it goes down to Gaia when we come back. We're also going to talk about how we can heal with the golden particles. Isn't that cool? I'm so excited. It's like, yes, I can talk about my healing work now. And using those particles, why they're used and how they're used. We'll see her back in just a minute.
Your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. goddess, light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Carter, how was your weekend? I forgot to ask you. I'm sorry.
Hey, Bree, it's all right. It was good. You know, spring is kind of finally here in Seattle. Like, we've been seeing quite a bit of sunshine these past few days. So I was able to just kind of sit out on the balcony, do some reading. It was really relaxing. Good to get that vitamin D going. So yeah
we need it really bad right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do swimming?
I did.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been trying to swim more. It's been fun.
So you heard me talk about having this session with Master Guy Curiel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And last year when I talked to him, he said, I was asking him, what's going on with the four parts of the body, the emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? He tells me now this time. If I didn't have it on tape and listen to my tape like six times, I would have thought, did I hear right? Well, you got the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional done. Go on a diet now. He goes, you don't have to walk 300 miles, but you need to start working on the physical because you are a healer medium. Get that one. From a seventh dimensional being of divine light telling me to go on a diet. I thought that was kind of funny personally.
And exercise.
Exercise, right. So, and Char, you're good about exercising. So, yeah. But he did explain to me on why I had to gain this weight and, you know, different things. And, you know, I've gotten that in meditation from him and since then and stuff. And, you know, we already knew why I had to gain the weight, but it was a form of protection, but now I can go. So let's get back to the particles. Where was I, Cheryl?
Well, you were talking about how the golden particles are great for healing and you're going to tell us more about the earth.
You got what?
Well, I just had a question. Has the golden particles always been around? Is it something, let's say, since the Big Bang? Is it something since Jesus ascended? I mean, I'm just curious. Is it always been there?
Okay, so I will ask you this. It has nothing to do with the Big Bang theory on TV or with Stephen Hawking, and he passed away, and now he's learning there is another side. And he's an amazing scientist. So, yeah. I mean, he has a lot of information that was out there. But here's the thing. The golden particles come from source, the guy creator that's always been here. That's where we get them from.
So it's just really us coming to a place where we're able to connect to it. They've always been there because creator's always been here.
Right. Well, you know, and we're going to do a show next week. I got these little books out from the heart of heaven, The Paths of Prosperity and The Way to Peace. In these little tiny leather books, they're what, about a quarter inch?
Yeah.
Half inch? I'm kind of looking at them, right? And they're from 1911, and they were my mom's. They were actually from my grandmother to my mom in the leather bound. They're really small books. And it's all in those old books in 1911.
Oh, my gosh.
So when we do a show next week, it's going to have some stuff in there about 19—same things. So with prana healing, it's great because as a Lemurian, we do things in different ways and stuff. And we have lead our hands and feel different for different things, right? But when you're breathing in those golden particles and bringing them out through your hands to heal people, the golden particles come out also.
No, I didn't know that. So
you can feel that energy coming through your hands. You can feel that. But you have to concentrate. It takes work to do it, right? And it's part of the signature cell that Kahu Fred Sterling that he teaches, right? And he's been doing that for quite a while. But
so do you have to get like activated or, you know, go through something to do that? Or can you just with your own intention and consciousness connect to it?
You can connect to the golden particles.
Okay.
Okay. And but I would recommend taking a class on it. So you learn to breathe it in correctly and how to place your hands correctly on a person's body. That's just my own personal feeling about it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people take a little bit of information and they run with that big information without understanding every part of it.
Right.
So it would be like me coming and taking a class one day on how to adjust, how to do an adjustment, as you call them, right? Adjustment. Right. Okay. And I come and learn how to do adjustment and I run with it and start working on people. It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that right. It's the same thing though. They learn a little bit from it and run with it. But it, you know, so the knowledge is really sacred and really important that you learn it the correct way. You know, so as healers, you know, we bring that energy through. And with me, I move my mind out of the way and I just am guided where to go with it and send it into the body. And yes, there is an activation, the pineal activation. You're coming from the Christ consciousness, you know, and activating that pineal gland. And it's in the middle of the brain. So if you go where the mind's eye is and go straight to the middle, right? And that's where it's at. And when you're breathing in the golden particles, you're bringing it through the pineal gland even also. So you're adding more of it also into your body.
Do you feel like that's like the, how do I want to say this? Like the point of true reception that we connect to source through that pineal gland?
That is our spiritual blueprint.
So that opening, because as a chiropractor, we look at, you know, having the whole nerve system, you know, open to help us get reconnected. But it sounds like that pineal gland is just, especially spiritually, is huge in us reconnected.
Right. So, but the pineal gland is your spiritual blueprint you came in with.
Okay.
You know, so... See, we have more.
They know we're talking about important stuff.
They know. And, you know, I can't do nothing about it. So we're just going to keep going on. Here's the thing is when we are grounding, and I've taught this to you, bringing the golden particles, go all the way down through your body, down to your star chakra, right? Which is 6 inches below the feet, center earth with Gaia, and stay down there for a little bit with her. And then bring that back up to source and then come back and settle it in your heart. That is also bringing, you know, you're grounded, totally grounded with source and with the mother of the earth, Gaia.
Well, you must have to do that every time you do healing. You just have to be in that.
I do it daily.
Daily, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so before I heal anybody, I make sure that they are totally grounded that way.
So you're both totally grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I, you know, it's something I just require because it's like just visualize those particles coming in and going straight down. It clears all the chakras out. It clears everything out. And then they have time to spend with Gaia and any messages that she may want. And then I tell them when they're ready to come back up and go back up to source, you know, with that energy and then come back down and it would, you know, and then settle in your heart.
When you feel it in your hands, when you're working, because you said, you know, we can feel it in our hands. Do you feel heat? Do you feel, can you describe your experience or that to share?
That would be a class that somebody would have to take for me to share that part of it.
Okay.
That's a little bit delicate for an hour show because it will take a lot longer than 15 minutes to talk about. But I will say that we are able to heal with this energy. If you do it correctly.
Well, that's, you know, it's just, we are amazing because we have this ability to heal, you know.
Everyone has that connection to the God creator. We all have that connection.
Well, even as a chiropractor, we look at, you know, there's this innate wisdom, which philosophically we use that term, but it's really the spirit and light within us having the information that does the healing. We don't do the healing, you know.
And really,
yeah, we're all conduits, no matter how we, you know, just walking around, we're conduits. But definitely when we're doing healing work, we're conduits to help serve people that we're with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is true. So, and the one thing is you want to be really careful when you're doing this kind of work with people that don't even know you're doing it on them. That's against the universe law. So you have to make sure that they know that you are using prana healing on them also.
Wow. So you really need to be really clear.
Yeah.
With what you're doing.
Right.
So we've talked about these universal laws before. And, you know, the more we talk about, the more it's like, oh, my gosh, I really want to know about those. I know that's another time. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's over 600 of them, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, that just hearing that overwhelms me going, oh, my gosh, I just really feel so strongly in us being congruent beings in our lives, you know, and we may not even realize that we're not. You know, I mean, I think there's some simple things that we've learned as children, but from a spiritual perspective, there's so much we don't know.
Right. Well, there is a lot out there that people can learn, and to learn it in the right ways. And I think I'm probably going to end up doing a show on the most 7 important universal laws on that. But one is I tell this to everybody, you cannot do anything spiritually without their permission. On healing on someone. And it's just not higher self to higher self. You have to vocalize it and ask them. You can give it to the higher self. If the body accepts it, then great. But what I tell people, if they're open to it, great. If they're not, that's okay too. Because you planted the seed of healing on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as a chiropractor, you can only do chiropractic work. You can't do energy work at the same time unless you have permission from that person. I can't go lay my hands on somebody and say, I want to heal. I got to heal you. I know there's something wrong with you. I have to heal you and put my hands on them. Because sometimes that healing is not to be done.
Oh, absolutely.
So if somebody, you know, comes and says, you know, Bree, I need a healing. You know, which I had yesterday, I had a friend of mine call me and she needed one very badly. And I said, fine, let's go ahead and do this, right? So I'm over the phone for an hour, I'm working with her. And, you know, but she came to me for the healing. But she had to go through a whole bunch of stuff to get to the point where she could call me to ask me, you know, to do this healing. So we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more with myself and Silver Guy Radio.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Cheryl, you had a question about my healing.
Yeah, so we talked about the golden particles, and I know now, we all know now, that, you know, your work has really elevated with bringing in Mother Mary and Master Jesus and your healing. Like, how do those work together, and how does it affect you?
On Mother Mary and Master Jesus, I won't answer that question, because that's a very personal Christ consciousness issue, but I will tell you from when we did the benefit and or the seminar we did, and we did love donations only. After that day, it was way too much healing for me, holding that energy, because I raised my vibration so high. I wasn't even really there most of the time. I was
leaving.
Yeah, it was basically I was gone the whole time except for the 15-minute break and a little bit to eat and then go back, right? And but it took such a toll on my body. I'm still not over it.
Oh my gosh, it's been like a month.
Yeah, since the 18th. So yeah. So when I had my session with Master Guy Curiel, he says no more than two or three, if necessary, of these kind of healings a day. So from now on,
because you did like 28.
I did. Yes, I did. And he was like, "No, no, never again." My feet were swollen for days. My hands were. I ached everywhere, and being a healer medium, which is a lot different than a normal medium, right? Psychic medium or whatever, but we have to take care of the body. So there is an easier way for me to do it, but that many in one day again, I can't do in the way I did it before. I can still heal that many people, but I have to do it in another way.
Right.
So it doesn't affect me. So it'd be a mass healing where I've told you before where I want to just put my hands out and let everybody feel this energy. Well, after my session, I know now how I can just bring it out through the hands and just let that fly and let everybody feel those particles of healing, what they need.
Yeah, everyone will get what they need. And then if they want a private session with you.
Yeah, then they can Skype me or you know. And so that's why I Skype, and I'm planning some webinars, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to plan that.
Well, the other thing that came up that we talked about in the break, too, was how if we're doing 50 prana breaths a day, bringing in golden, and you can only do two, at the most three healings, the magnitude of what you're bringing in is off the charts. I don't even know how much to say. You know, if you can only...
That's very true. It is off the charts, and it kind of surprised me when it happened.
Glad you know now.
Yeah, so am I, because that's not happening again. But, the thing is the golden particles do more just than healing. You know, it's vibrating the earth. It's doing all the things that we have to do. But learn it correctly is what I want to say to our listeners, Cheryl. Because, signature style healing is really important. And Kali teaches that one. I have God's Light, Lemurian Shamanic Healing, where I teach mine. But if you, I was lucky enough to be born with those memories of the shamanic healing and be taught as a child and working with it through the Lemurian heritage of the goddess, right? Mm-hmm. And luckily, my mom taught me in the goddess ways and the goddess light. And I got confirmation of everything, and it's like, okay, great, I got this confirmation. I'm still not going to tell anybody who I am. And I'm going, am I really that person, you know? And so I got that. But here is the thing. I didn't take a little bit of information around with it. I studied and listened to, I can't say enough about him, of Kahu, and I studied, and listened to Judy Kelly, and I listened to other people. I mean, all over the world, different people. And I listened to all the little telesummits that I wanted to listen to that had to do with the goddess light and learn it correctly. So where I'm fortunate, I learned as a little girl, right? And at night, I'm talking to animals and telling my mother the Siamese cat's not pregnant and she's scared of you because you got a needle, and this fat Siamese cat, right?
Right.
And so I said, come here, Kiki. And I held her up to me. She goes, I said, Mom, she's scared. You got a needle in your hand. Well, at that back then time, you could give the cats rabies shots or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And my mom was a healer, so of course she would give the rabies shots. But then I thought back last night, and as I'm thinking right now, it's like a videotape running in front of me of her doing it, right? The golden particles were coming out of her hands as she was working with them. And she explained to me they are of the Christ, and everything, right? But they're actually of the God Creator, right? Bringing them into us, right? But Mom didn't know how to explain it, right? So she would say, "Well, they're of Jesus Christ." That's how she would explain it, right?
Right.
And because I saw that, I go, "What the heck?" But it didn't really click till after I took the classes I had to take to learn how to do these things right.
You've been studying all your life. You've been a student. You've come in with information, but you've been studying your whole lifetime.
Yes. So everything is a trigger, and it's a ripple effect. So. Mm-hmm. You may say something now, or a picture in the background can also all of a sudden, it can all of a sudden open something up I had blocked out.
Right. So you brought something up. I'm curious. So, and if I'm not getting it, please explain. So the golden particles and the goddess light, are they actually different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes and no.
They work together.
But they work together as one. So okay. I'm going to say it this way. The golden particles have always been there. God's light has always been there. God and goddess, Mother of the Earth, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we had Terra, right? That was the first Earth. And then we had Middle Earth, and then we had Gaia now, right? And that's why sometimes you hear her called Terra Gaia. Okay. So all these different things happen. Well, the thing about it is, they've always been around until they did not like what Master Jesus did. Then the great divide started happening. Yeah, I know.
I'm confused.
He was just healing people, right?
Who didn't like? I mean, okay.
So he was healing people. They didn't like that, right?
Okay.
They took away from the rabbis or whatever they were called back then, right? The whole system, right?
Right. Yeah.
Was he a threat? Did it make it look bad for what they wanted, right?
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter because they were just men back then. Okay. I have my own personal feelings about people in certain religions. I'll say it that way. But I was corrected and told that they were just men too doing a job. But it's a form of having faith in the God Creator and the goddess to bring the energy through us and allowing it. That's the word, allowing it to run through us to help people and guide them. You can only plant that seed as we're talking today. What you do with it afterwards is you're going to be your business. But, everything needs to be done in accordance to the laws.
Well, I believe everything, whether it's healing or whatever's going on with us is ultimately between us and God.
Correct.
You know, we can only be a catalyst or a guide or, you know, bringing in healing energy to support somebody. But ultimately, it's between them, you know, God, the creator, goddess, however, mm-hmm. you know, needs to be mm-hmm. said for that to actually take place.
Right. No, that's very true. So what other question you got for me today?
Well, I don't know if this is so we're entering a golden age, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We're in the golden ages now.
So is this even more important to bring in the golden particles?
And the golden light, correct. Very, very important. So what I would say to everybody, to our listeners, is bring in the golden particles at least twice a day. If you can, to three times a day. Start with five breaths, only five breaths. But bring them way down deep inside into the heart chakra. And and the next time, breathe them way down deep down to your legs, to your knees. And next time, breathe them all the way down to your feet. Start breathing them in, and then you're going to learn to expand them out. You start feeling this bubble come around you and expanding, expanding, expanding. And you're going to see how much your thoughts go in your heart also then.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're healing our mind, soul, body, spirit, you know, all four parts of the body, right? It's healing everything in us also.
Well, and as a chiropractor, one of the things we like to, you know, shift this, the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight or fear, to the parasympathetic, which is about, you know, being more relaxed in a state of love. And to me, what I'm hearing is the more we can bring this in, even just through our meditation and breathing in that, we can bring us more into that love state and keep our hearts open.
Right. So keep your doing the prana breathing, keeping your mind in love state, putting your thoughts, and that takes some training because it's taken me some training to do that too. But when it comes out of the heart chakra, out of your heart,
mm-hmm.
all the light that comes out of you will go into others as you speak.
And that's a beautiful thing, just thinking about that.
You're welcome, because it is really beautiful that light goes out to other people. You know, so like you're all dressed up and looking very beautiful with your makeup on and nobody's seeing us today. And I'm sitting here with not my hair done or anything and we got to take a break. And it's like, but I'm still a divine being, a beautiful being. And so are you, if we have makeup on or not. And we'll see you back in a minute with more Dr. Cheryl, myself, Dr. Bree, and Silver Guy Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. on the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit seattlehealinghypnosis.com for more information.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So here we go. The Golden Ages. We've had the old Golden Ages, and now we have the new Golden Ages. I'm sorry, they're calling it the New Earth, the new Golden Ages. It's the same thing, except we're just in a different time zone. The shift, the great shift that everybody's talking about is going to be happening soon. Use the golden particles properly. If you've taken other prana classes and prana, I've seen pranic healing, prana breathing, pranic this, pranic that. If you've learned about it, use it properly. You know, some people have told me how they put liquid pink in it and all these other colors in it. I'm sorry. I just use the gold that comes from the God creator. And the other thing is you follow the universal laws with people. I want to get that out right now. I work on people that I've known for years, and I tell them every time I ask them, and you know this, Cheryl, I ask you, do I have permission?
You do.
You know, and they say, and people say, well, you know, I already gave you permission last time. No, I have to ask every time. But, you know, just make sure you do that. There's something on a piece of paper. Can gold be harmful to the body? No. Golden particles from the God creator? No, it's not going to be harmful to the body.
So
I just saw this on a piece of paper and I just wanted to bring that up. No, it's not harmful. Sometimes we have too much acid in our system and, you know, drinking whatever, or we're detoxing and you get that, you know how you see that black color that happens in our fingers, right? That's because we're detoxing stuff out of our system. That's why that happens. So it's not a big deal. So wait, what do you got to humor me with now, Cheryl?
Okay, so I have this. So all right. Do you know what was heard after the Big Bang?
No.
Oops.
I love it. I love it. And that has nothing to do with the with that. My husband watched the Big Bang Theory. He does. And that is the most ridiculous show. And he's out there just laughing and laughing and laughing, right? And like, you know, big old whale laughing type thing, right? And I go, what are you laughing about? He goes, these guys. I said, oh, I got to go back and watch my funny stuff in there. Because it's like, if he was here, he'd be talking about, do you know much about the Big Bang Theory? He'll be talking about the TV show, not what Stephen Hawking had wrote about.
Well, I find that joke, I don't know who said it, I just find it amusing.
I love it. It was great. Thank you.
But I believe everything is divinely orchestrated, and I totally, but I do believe the universe has a sense of humor. I do believe that.
They do, believe me. They have a sense of humor. And, you know, the one thing is a lot of people are saying, and I heard this on the news today, Stephen Hawking did a lot of research to come with what he came with, you know, through the years. And he wasn't much into school when he was a kid till he got into college, right? But there are some things that he says that are true and some things that resonate with us, some things that don't, right? But, you know, everybody, we're all that way. I'm going to say stuff that people don't agree with. You're going to say stuff that I might not agree with, but we don't have to take it. And by not taking it, it does not mean opening your mouth and saying something horrible to a person. Just say thank you. Be a man, be a lady, and just say thank you. Be the divine being you are, because, you know, everybody else is divine being. And say thank you very much for your information. I really appreciate that. And I'll take that into advice. And a lot of times I take it in advice. A time it doesn't resonate with me, right? And then I come back out after thinking back on, oh, it did resonate with me. You jumped ahead of the process a little bit, Bree. You need to step back and listen.
Well, and I use that word a lot, too. Just, you know, if it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, that's okay. And mm-hmm. it might change at some point.
Right. So, you know,
I think it's okay to respect. I think it's good to respect where each of us, wherever we are.
Right. So you were asking me about the golden body. First, we started off with the crystalline body. We got into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many are in their golden bodies now. And people are ascending into their light bodies. Take care of your bodies. And I can't explain a lot on the light bodies. I'm sorry, but with the golden bodies. So it's like we're raising the vibration. Okay, we're raising our vibration into from crystalline into the golden body now. And some are into their, light bodies. And as you're going into the light bodies, you have to keep raising that. Use the prana breathing, please. You know, if you have questions about prana breathing, it's all over the internet. You know, the thing about it is, we've talked about, everybody's heard about this great shift. It's not that far away. You know, I got some information that was given to me on it, and people are going to be, how they're going to be during this time, 3 days of darkness, as you read in the book, and sleeping, and the office will wake up, and we'll be out there healing people and doing what we're supposed to be doing. Some people will just have to put a finger on a person at that time and say, and that person will get up and walk and be just fine. There's people that, you know, we're called outside portal workers, will be and pulling people out and helping them out and stuff. But the nice thing is the Christ consciousness in everyone is raising so fast. And I just got a thing that we have 3 minutes left. So I want to get this out. Have faith. Have faith in yourself, knowing that you're doing things right. And remember, God, the Creator, and Mother Goddess Gaia are connected together. They work together as one. You know, and that's the one thing I want to put out there. Do not take this little bit of information I gave you and run with it and start healing people. Study, please. Please study. There are books out there. There's other things out there that can help you. You know, contact me. Go to drbreezegibbs.com. Send me an email, and I will get back with you, or somebody will, and we'll set up a time where I can work with you. I want people to understand that using the golden particles, if you use it correctly, you can do anything you want to do. The emotional, the mental, the spiritual, physical, it all can be healed. If it wasn't for the golden particles, I probably would not have gotten this far to be able to go through the transformations I did, because as I was laying there, you know, for months, and while I was taking the time off from the 1st of June till I came back in February, you don't think I was breathing in those golden particles to keep me here? Yes, I was, because I was going to come back. I will tell you, an autoimmune disease I have, went dormant. It's in remission. They never thought it would be, because emotions can make an autoimmune disease come be active. And when you bring it out and you get your emotions under control, many things can change in your lives. I want to thank Cheryl for being here today.
Well, thank you, Bree.
And we only have a minute left. I want to, you know, just really thank you. And I'm sorry I couldn't ask some of these questions because they're good questions you had. It's just that I don't have enough time. I need 2 hours just for the one question to answer it. But I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And if there's anything we can do, but there's great, great teachers on prana healing and breathing and cellular healing and all that. Look them up. And if I can do anything, give me a call. Otherwise, everybody, I'll see y'all next week on Silver Guy Radio with Dr. Bree Gibbs. And see you next week.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.